Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Well, this just in, Americans don't even know what their most important retirement asset is. This according to a brand new study. And another study, most Americans get no financial advice. Hi, everybody. Welcome. It is the Ray Lucia Show, where we will be tackling both of those topics and one more, the five sneaky mutual fund behaviors that erode returns. I know a lot of you have mutual funds and have probably done fairly well with mutual funds, but you may not understand that there is a much, much better way to go with more transparency. Sit back, relax. It's the Ray Revolution. We're starting with the mutual fund industry, which has been extremely sneaky over the years. And if you're wondering why your mutual funds, by and large, underperform, it's because of the way many of them, not all, but many of them do business. I report today from something just fresh out, a book called Mutual Funds Exposed by a finance professor, Kenneth A. Kim, Ph.D. He goes into great detail in this book. I will try to summarize it for you because I don't know how many millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people own mutual funds. Of course, everybody that's got a 401k plan has mutual funds in it. And the 401k has helped propagate a lot of what you're seeing in mutual funds. In fact, if you heard John Bogle speak the other day, the other day, he wrote about this, that the mutual fund industry went from billions of dollars to trillions of dollars, yet the fees went up. That's not supposed to happen. So the five sneaky mutual fund behaviors that erode returns, I will talk about that. All right, so Kenneth Kim, Ph.D., by the way, he's one of the top 1,000 finance scholars of the last 50 years. So he's a pretty smart guy. I've read some of his stuff before. Here's what he has to say about this. Mutual funds exposed. What you don't know may be hazardous to your wealth. Well, that's kind of an overused term, but I get it. So, first of all, Kim, I mean, in fairness, the guy now works for a separate account management firm, so it would only stand to reason that one of the things he would be against would be his competitors, which are mutual funds. But he brings up something that we've known about for years. He has quantified it, though, however, in terms of what it actually costs. So allow me, if I may, to read from Think Advisor from just in the last, 24, 48 hours. What does Kim propose they start with? as a better alternative to mutual funds, not exchange-traded funds. I'll explain why in a moment. But ETFs have taken off like crazy. Everybody's got an ETF portfolio now because they're supposedly better, more tax efficient, et cetera, than mutual funds. Well, not more better than separately managed accounts, as it were. He touts instead separately managed accounts wherein securities are directly owned by investors and which provide savings and significant tax efficiencies over exchange traded funds. Now, it used to be that separately managed accounts were just for wealthy people. I mean, they had high minimum, $1 million minimums, $500,000, $250,000. It's come down over the years. But now with modern technology and so forth, you can find separately managed accounts down to $25,000, $50,000. So it is affordable for many people who have been directed to ETFs and mutual funds. So when asked by Think Advisor about his book, Mutual Funds Exposed, they asked him, what's the most important thing for financial advisors to know about mutual funds? Because remember, financial advisors are human beings too. They don't know everything. And a lot of them, well, not a lot, but some of them, the unfortunate few, don't listen to this program to get up to speed on stuff they do need to know. But here's what Kim says about what financial advisors, and certainly their customers, that's you, need to know about. They are notorious underperformers, that is, mutual funds. A few years ago, it was discovered that mutual funds have numerous hidden costs that can even be larger than their disclosed fees and loads. You hear about fees and loads all the time, in particular with the new fiduciary standard that's coming on board from the Department of Labor. What are the fees? What are the loads? How are you disclosing them, et cetera, et cetera? What about the stuff that's not disclosed? That's what Kim is writing about. Super sneaky stuff. Here's what he says. The returns that mutual funds publish always are net of their fees, loads, hidden costs, tax inefficiencies, and sneaky costs. So if, say, the market is up 8% and you have mutual funds that track the market, you might be lucky to get 3% returns. Is that true? So the question then is asked, what sneaky costs, dude? You're making an accusation. Back it up with facts. Here's what he said. In the last 10 years, there's been a lot of academic evidence pointing out the sneaky ways that mutual funds behave. Financial advisors need to be aware of these because sneaky behaviors come with costs that will be borne by investors. This is Kim speaking, estimate that this costs them, that's you, the average mutual fund investor, sit down for this one, 3.9%. Wow. 3.9% compounded over a lifetime of investing? That is one H of a lot of money. Now, I've also talked about best practices with financial advisors. Remember the Vanguard study we talked about weeks ago, where they went in and said if you did this, that, and that, it adds about 3.5% value to your bottom line. And the Morningstar study that says it's about 1.6%. Well, sounds to me like you got somewhere between 5 and 7 or 8% that's on the books for you to take advantage of. Hire a decent financial advisor that subscribes to best practices and get out of the mutual fund business. Have them put your money in separately managed accounts. Okay. Bobby's asking, Ray, what are the bad behaviors, mm-hmm. right?
That's yeah.
I mean, he's chomping at the bit here. He's going, I want to know. Because you invest in mutual funds, don't
indeed.
You? Okay. Let me go through these from Mr. Kim himself. Again, Mr. Kim is a finance professor and very, very smart guy. As I said, I've read the stuff that he has written before, and I have found him to be extremely bright. Kenneth Kim, PhD. We'll start with this. The first one is window dressing. I have talked about this many times on the program. Here's what Mr. Kim has to say about it. Because mutual funds are so non-transparent, you get to know what's in the fund only 4 times a year per the actual regulations. A mutual fund management team takes advantage of that, for example. And the 4 times a year are the quarterly reports that mutual funds put out. Tells you what their holdings are, top 10 holdings, and all that stuff. For example, when a security in a fund is doing horribly, right before quarterly reporting of the holdings, the fund will get rid of that security or securities, hiding the fact that they ever invested in it. They don't want anyone to know that they picked an awful stock. Also, funds will buy stocks that have had great returns to make them look like they're really good stock pickers, when in fact they're buying these winners after they've experienced the run-up. It's called window dressing. You take a look at the stocks that did really good, and you sell the crappy ones in your portfolio, only to buy the overpriced ones that have gone up substantially. And then when I look at my quarterly report, it says, oh, yes, I own Google, and I own Microsoft, and I own that. And you go through the list of stocks that have done really, really well that quarter, and you know you owned them. That must mean the money manager knows his stuff. You don't realize he bought it the day before the report came out. Stick around. There's more super sneaky stuff ahead. Don't go away.
I don't play that game.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, Call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back, folks. The Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. Boy, I haven't heard that little tune for quite a while. The old Sopranos.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was one great show. One great show. I enjoyed it for a number of years there. I used to stay up, watch it on HBO.
Yeah, bring it back.
Yeah, I don't watch television anymore. So, I mean, I used to. My wife and I got hooked on it. She still has favorite programs. I watch nothing. I watch the news.
What does she watch?
Oh, Housewives of this and that, and the Southern Charm one, which is ridiculous, and a whole bunch of other crap. But, you know, she watches Survivor and Bachelorette and all that crap.
She should hang out with Christina. They could watch that together.
I can't take it. I just can't take it. Anyway, yeah, so I'm a news junkie. We've been talking, folks, about something that's really important, and that is the fact that most people in America, if you're in a 401k, but you're invested in mutual funds. And you might also know from discussions we've had in this program that most mutual funds underperform, in some instances, way underperform the market. And part of that is because of the super sneaky behaviors of mutual fund companies that go unreported. We know about the money management fees, we know about loads, we know about internal expenses. That's all disclosed in the prospectus. But there are some super sneaky fees that we've learned about from Kenneth Kim, PhD, one of the top 1,000 finance scholars over the last 50 years, who's written a book called Mutual Funds Exposed, What You Don't Know May Be Hazardous to Your Wealth. And the first bad behavior we talked about before the break was window dressing. In other words, just before those quarterly reports come out, the money manager quickly dumps all the dog stocks that have gone down that make them look like an idiot and buys all the great stocks that have gone up that quarter that make them look like a genius. So that when you get the report, you say, you know what? I wonder if my guy owns Apple because it's gone up so much. And you look at it and they're on the top of the list. Apple. You go, yes, good job. And so forth. And the stock that went down 42%, he doesn't own. But the fact is they may have just bought it the day before or 2 days before. That's called window dressing the portfolio. So when Kim was asked how much window dressing costs investors, here's what he had to say. Academic research shows that if funds weren't wasting their time with window dressing and incurring all the accompanying excessive trading costs, they could save clients 1% per year. That's a lot of moolah. I mean, that's what most mutual funds charge in total. You add, you're doubling the expense with just one little super sneaky thing, window dressing. It goes on. What else is sneaky? He says, leaning for the tape. This is analogous to sprinters at the very end of a race, leaning their heads as far forward as possible to try to cross the finish line first. Mutual funds do that too. Right before quarterly returns reporting, they'll buy up a bunch of current holdings and hope that because of price pressure, they'll be able to temporarily, artificially inflate those values just to make the returns look good. This is particularly true if you're running a multi-billion dollar fund. I mean, you can take tens of millions of dollars and invest it in certain stocks, and you know how the stock market works. The more buying volume, the higher the price has to go, right? So you can, like, front run, if you will, I don't know if that's the right term, but you can buy into stocks that you own and drive their prices up until the rest of the world catches on and the market decides that the stock is overvalued. And all you did was make your quarterly numbers look better, but the end of the quarter numbers. So just when I'm getting ready to dump you as a fund manager, I see in the last couple of days, oh, look, we had a nice recovery here. I'm going to hang on for another quarter. Super sneaky. More ploys? Let's go on. Misleading track record or fake incubation. I've talked about this before. Mutual funds say they create funds in incubation using their own money and test them before they're sold to the public, like pharmaceutical companies testing drugs before they market them. But academic evidence has uncovered that what mutual funds actually do is make a dozen or more random funds with randomly selected securities and wait to see which ones outperform. Whichever one it is, that's the one they bring out and market it as an outperformer, and it's already got a track record. In other words, you can't, you know, publish results or market a fund. It's hard to market a fund that's fresh out of the box, unless it's got like a 3-year track record, 5-year, 10-year track record. So think about this. Bobby and I have an unlimited amount of money because we're running a billion-dollar mutual fund. We take, I don't know, $50 million and put $10 million in 5 different other funds. And those 5 funds go out and buy wild and crazy stuff that's likely to go up or likely to go down a lot. In other words, we're not going to focus on stability and safety and all that stuff. We're going to try to swing for the fences. We have one or two of those funds that hit a couple of grand slams, and their performance over the last 3 years is unbelievable. Boom, bring it out to market. It's got a 3-year track record. By golly, take a look at how well this fund has performed. Amazing, isn't it? That's the misleading incubated funds. He goes on, but what about other funds being incubated? They'll hide them as and act as if they never existed. So all of the other funds, they either close or merge or hide or do something else with. So you don't see the performance of the dogs. Here's another thing they do. Cold IPO buying. This is insane. A quarter of mutual funds are created, he says, with investment banks. True. When the investment banking partners can't sell their IPOs, they pressure their own mutual funds that they helped create to buy up the cold IPOs. Lots of evidence of this has come out in the last decade or so. Wow. That really sucks. So we got a dog IPO. We can't sell it out. So we're going to go to these mutual fund companies and use our influence. That sounds like the SEC should do something about it. And they've known about it. We'll see if they do. We'll go to a break. When we come back, we'll finish with the end of quarter Hail Marys. Ooh. As a sportsman, you understand the reference.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of the Hail Mary I threw with 6 seconds left in a game at Western Illinois University, where, did I tell you this story?
No.
Well, I'll tell you during the break. Let's just say I got carried off the field.
in a character?
No.
Oh, on someone's shoulders. Oh, okay.
As a hero of the game.
I thought you got hurt.
Well, I did get knocked out in the second quarter. But I threw a Hail Mary, and a guy that I despised ran a crappy pattern, and the wind was so bad in Illinois that the wind blew the ball right into his lap. He caught it for a touchdown. I got carried off the field. What ridiculous. I was just, I don't know.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show. We're talking today about something really important, these super sneaky things that mutual fund companies pull to obviously cause a lot of grief for people like us that are investing in mutual funds, because we look at our fund performance and we look at the market performance. We go, how come I'm doing so poorly? Well, Kenneth Kim, Ph.D., has written about this in a brand new book entitled Mutual Funds Exposed. We've kind of known a little bit about this, but he actually backs up everything he's talking about in this book with serious academic research, which you know I love. And I've gone through a laundry list of them. The last
hold
one.
Hold on, Ray. Hold on. I want to hear about the Hail Mary still.
I was going to read his end of quarter Hail Marys.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about my Hail Mary
yeah,
pass?
Yeah, I want to hear Ray's Hail Mary.
Okay, so I'm in college at West, where was I? Western Illinois, yeah, that's right. I got recruited out of Palomar Junior College to go back there and play. 5'7", 140-pound quarterback. But I knew how to run the triple option pretty well. And the guy that recruited me, the coach, wanted to run the option, wanted to sprint out quarterback and all that. Well, come to find out, spring ball, he doesn't show up, so the old regime is still there, and they're running, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, drop back quarterback. When you're 5'7", you can't see anybody if you're doing straight drop back. Anyway, so this wide receiver on the right, I did not like at all, because one day we got in an argument, because he ran a square in route, I hit him in his ear hole, and he thought I under or threw the ball behind him. I said, dude, I hit you in the ear hole. You can't catch a ball that hits you in the head. You have no business being on the squad. Anyway, we got in this big fight. He hated me. I hated him. Okay, there we go. So we go into the spring ball game, and we're playing these guys from the Canadian League, and they are tough as nails, and the wind's blowing left to right about, I don't know, 40 miles an hour. I couldn't complete a pass to save my life. In fact, I completed like three of them, and all they were little dinky hot passes to my running backs. So there's 6 seconds left. It's 0-0. Some dude with big hands knocked me out in the second quarter because I was wearing a single bar. That's how far back this is, folks. And so the coach says, okay, everybody's going deep. And I'm not throwing it to the right-handed receiver. I'm throwing it to the guy on the left side. Mm-hmm. So I go back 7-8 yards. I throw the ball as far and as high as I can to my wide receiver on the left. The guy on the right could never run a decent route anyway. Mm-hmm. He bananas in. The wind blows the ball right into his arms. He catches it for a touchdown. He and I are getting carried off. We hate each other, but we won the game. And that was the last down I played at Western Illinois University.
You got carried off the field and just kept going.
I kept going. I knew I wasn't going back, period, even though I had a girlfriend. I wasn't going back. And then a few weeks later, I met the Genester, and the rest is history. I went to San Diego State. I called Don Coryell, and Coryell had me redshirt because I was a sprint out, triple option quarterback, so I ran the goon squad.
You called Coach Coryell before the old girlfriend?
Yeah. I had already gotten the gig to be a redshirt quarterback at San Diego State. Got the knee blown out, and then I ended up in the talk show business.
Yeah. Can't complain. Now you're here.
Many years later. Sorry about the digression, but Bobby made me do it. It's a true story. End of quarter Hail Marys. We're talking about mutual fund behavior, the sly behavior of mutual fund companies. And you want to talk to your advisor about this stuff because there are options in separate accounts, because today there are lots of different ways for you to own the actual stocks, not in a fund. academia calls this risk shifting. Right before quarterly reporting, if a mutual fund return doesn't look so hot, if they're just tracking the benchmark, the fund will take a huge gamble to see if they can eke out a little more return, so they'll have something to brag about, like a Hail Mary desperation pass. Often these large gambles don't pay off, but when they do pay off, the fund manager can say, look, I'm beating the market over the course of the last quarter, so you don't want to dump my fund. So the bad behavior costs investors, on average, according to Kenneth Kim, 3.9% annually. That's a big, huge number. They induce also short-sightedness in the mutual funds that are indulging in this behavior just for the quarterly reports rather than investing for the long run. Now, the separately managed accounts that I am in favor of, and sometimes you will pay a higher fee than what the average mutual fund charges, but you don't have all of this hanky-panky that's going on. He was asked, will you stop it? He was asked, what does he think of exchange-traded funds? Because I can tell you, that is the craze for the last decade or so. Most financial planners, investment advisors, have jettisoned relationships with mutual fund companies in favor of ETFs, exchange-traded funds. Here's what he says. An ETF is only a partial solution because it is a bundled product. You aren't able to customize. This lack of customization creates tax inefficiencies. For example, customization is useful for tax loss harvesting at the end of the year. With a separate account, you can just tick off the different securities that have done poorly and recognize those losses. And of course, you can use those losses, 100% of them, to offset gains on the really good stocks that go on. Any other ETF tax inefficiencies? Kim has asked. Yes. And this is a big one. The cost basis that matters is when the ETF is purchasing the securities or purchased the securities and put into the fund, not when the client purchased the ETF. So if a security is sold off, there might be capital gains taxes that have to be paid on returns, and the clients may not even have enjoyed the returns if they came into the ETF later on. Well, this is true with all mutual funds, really. You jump into a mutual fund that has built-in gains, and the fund, based on whatever criteria they use to liquidate that stock because it's gone up or you're rebalancing the portfolio or whatever, you could get tagged with a capital gain, even though from the time that you bought the fund or the ETF, it actually created a loss. So I think that this is a compelling argument for you to have a heart-to-heart with your financial advisory team and ask them what they think about Kenneth Kim's book, Mutual Funds Exposed, What You Don't Know May Be Hazardous to Your Wealth. All right, we'll move on. You got that, Bobby? Take some good notes?
Good stuff.
A survey just came out. Most Americans get no financial advice.
Can't do it.
You know I have been a strong proponent of the right advice from the right advisors. Not all advisors are right, but for the most part, if they work in a team environment and they have access to the right people, all you got to do is ask the right questions. Here's what the survey says from Northwestern Mutual. It was just released. Roughly half of Americans don't know where to turn when they need financial advice and support. They looked at over almost 3,000 adults and 620 interviews with millennials. So it's a pretty big sample. 68% of respondents said they did not have a trusted advisor who offered comprehensive lifetime financial planning. This is absolutely critical to your long-term success. We've discussed this so many times. And as I mentioned before, we've seen academic studies on this subject. Those that use advisors, the right kind of advisors, do better than those that do it themselves. Among Americans with a financial plan, 82% believed it should be reviewed at least semi-annually. 36 said it should take place once a month or more often. Well, those 36% are wrong. You get the financial plan. Looking at it annually is fine, unless something super radical happens. 62% of respondents said they did not have a financial advisor of any kind. And among those who did work with a professional, just 56% said their current or primary advisor helped them understand their complete financial picture. Again, I go back to the team concept. No one financial advisor is going to be an expert in all areas of life planning. So I want you to evaluate not your advisor so much as your advisor and the firm in which he is surrounded by. Because if in fact the firm has people that can help take you where you need to go, that financial advice is probably worth every single cotton picking dime you pay for it. We'll be back.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Apes or something?
Planet of the Apes.
Oh, 2001. Okay.
I think they're calling us monkeys here, yeah.
No monkey business on this program. Welcome back, folks, the Ray Lucia program. Hope you got something out of the discussion on mutual funds. If for no other reason, it gives you some fodder, if you will, to discuss with your financial advisor. Now, I know many of you can't do anything about it. You're sitting in 401k plans that invest in mutual funds. It may be one of the reasons why you might look at index options inside your 401ks. Indexing would be obviously a much less expensive ordeal. There's less turnover. There's no window dressing because you own the index. So that might be a better approach. It might also explain why most fund managers fail to beat the index. Bobby, I think it's time for us to go to some emails.
Absolutely.
We'll start with Paul in Golden, Colorado. I have a cottage that I've never rented out, and my son is newly married and wants to live in it for a year or two while they save up for a house. Can they live in the house rent-free without tax, or do I need to charge them fair market rent? Well, listen, you know, if you're treating the house as a rental property on your tax return, then yes, you have to charge them fair market rent. But you're not treating it like that. You have a house that you've never rented out. It's a cottage. So the kids are going to move into the cottage. Go ahead. Move into my place. It's like a second home, a vacation home, or whatever. I'm not getting any tax deductions. I'm not depreciating the house, anything like that. You still get to take the property tax deduction. If you have a mortgage on it, you still get to take mortgage interest. But no, you can rent it out to them. There's not going to be any tax necessarily to them. Now, the IRS could try to get cute and say, well, that's tantamount to a gift. You're making a gift of the fair market rent to them. Okay, so what? There's a husband and a wife. I'm assuming, Paul, you have a wife. So the two of you can gift $28,000 apiece to the two of them, 14 and 14,000. That's 56 grand. That's way more than the rent for a cottage. So even if they pull that gift baloney, you've got a very strong leg or two to stand on. So this is not a problem.
I forgot, is that 28 grand a year or 28 grand over a lifetime?
A year. A lifetime, they could gift like $11.25 million. Don't you remember? You hit me up for that gift a few months ago. I told you I have to liquidate a few things. Scott, Houston, Texas. Hi, Ray. I love your show. Well, thanks, Scott. Great info no one else covers. That's the whole plan. Please explain the difference in long-term taxable gain treatment inside a qualified plan and a non-qualified plan with respect to the sale of stock shares. Okay, now, depending on the many non-qualified plans are funded with life insurance policies like variable life. So if that's the case, we're talking about an equal non-issue here. First of all, if you're in a qualified plan, 401k, IRA, and someone sells stock, there's not going to be tax until that money comes out. It's all going to be taxed as ordinary income. Most non-qualified plans, it's the same thing. In other words, you're deferring your pay so that at some point when you get that money out of the non-qualified plan, it's going to be taxed as ordinary income. Now, there's lots of sophistication here. There are split dollar plans and stuff like that that I don't have time to get into. It's very, very complicated. But by and large, what you're concerned about, Scott, is you. You're going to pay ordinary income tax on the gain when and only when the money comes out of the plan, qualified or non-qualified, and into your pocket. Okay? So you should be okay on that. All right, let's see. This is kind of a big one, a long one, but let's do it anyway. Ron in Santa Rosa, California. Is there a way to convert some or all of one's IRA or 401k money into an insurance annuity so that it is not taxed? I turned 70 and a half in October of this year. My RMD from my 401k is $53,000. I plan to continue to work for the foreseeable future. I'm in the top tax bracket, both federal and state. Do you have any other suggestions to help lower my taxes? Well, let me answer the first question first. Sure, you can buy an annuity with your IRA or 401k money. Nothing wrong with that. Many people should, in fact, do that. But you will not save a penny in taxes when you do it. Remember, all the money went in pre-tax, all the money's coming out pre-tax, and you're going to have to pay tax on it when it comes out. So I can't help you there. Now, the only thing that I can think of, and this is really a stretch and a long shot, and I've been out of the business for years now, so I haven't really followed this very closely, but you may be able to make an investment. And I put that in quotes because it may not turn out to be a very good one. But you may be able to make an investment in something like low-income housing and get a tax credit that's worth about a $25,000 write-off for the next 10 years. So that means you could do $25,000 a year of Roth conversions from your IRA, and not that money won't be subject to the RMD in the future. But it could theoretically satisfy an RMD, take the money out and satisfy your RMD, offset it with a $25,000 deduction. I save you at least, what did you say you had to do as a, he didn't say. Well, it'll, up to 25 grand. You can offset. Now, the low-income housing, like I said, may turn out to be a lousy investment. Most of them have. So would I endorse that concept? Probably not. Do your due diligence very carefully before you do this. There's also other tax shelters, like you can invest in oil wells and stuff like that. But again, most of those, especially with the price of oil being as volatile as it is right now, most of those have not turned out to be fantastic investments, I'm sorry to say. Do I have time? No, I'm out. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Great, great show today. Listen to it on the podcast. Go to RayLucia.com, download it, and send it to all your friends and neighbors because it's important information that everybody needs to know about. Or you can email me, raylucia.com. Just click on the Ask Ray button. Shoot me an email. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Now go out and make a great day. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.